Moving house is stressful. Fact. And there are a lot of questions that need to be asked when it comes to the big move. One of which will be, how do I get all my stuff from one place to the next? Hear from Evans International, which is based in Ripon, to talk us through choosing a removal company is Val. I asked her whether it's an important choice.
Absolutely. And sometimes it's one of the last decisions that you make, but it is actually one of the most important ones. Mm. Because at the end of the day, we're moving absolutely everything that is precious to you.
Yeah.
And so you need to make sure that the company that's doing it is going to do it well and take care and look after your goods and actually care about what they're doing.
But one move can be very different from another. Val has managed to narrow down making the decision to 5 steps. Number 1. Know what you want from your removal company.
It could be absolutely simple. It could be that you just want them to come in, take all the stress away and do absolutely everything. Because one of the factors that you need to think about is, how much time do you have available to you? Because your time is very, very precious. Could it be that I'm quite happy to pack things myself that I describe as non-breakable, such as my books and my clothes, and I only want...
It would be weird, wouldn't it, if someone else was packing your knickers? I was thinking about this.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, right. We don't want someone to pack my knickers.
Yes. Different people have different views on how precious they are about packing your underwear drawer. And that's sometimes where... At Evans International, where we can offer a ladies' packing team, that comes a little bit more attractive.
Well
but
thought out,
in
Val.
Some cases, the ladies might just suggest that they want a box or two ahead of time to pack their own underwear.
I see. So okay, we've got that sorted.
We've got the knicker problem sorted, which is brilliant. We could just come in and do what we call a fragile only service, which is quite a popular packing service. You could just be a complete and utter control freak and think, no, I want to do it all myself, which some people are, and we totally appreciate that. Other considerations are additional services, as in, is it a sensitive move? Are you helping grandparents move or your elderly parents move? Well, we need a little bit more TLC. We need a patient caring company. Do you have a partner or a parent who has dementia or Alzheimer's? Do you have a child that's autistic? Do you have a disabled person? All of these things are considerations when you choose your removal company.
Val, would it matter whereabouts we're moving to?
Yes, that is, again, another important factor in choosing the removal company, because we have a lot of local companies and they may just operate locally. Or are you, say, moving from the Harrogate area down south or up to Scotland, in which case that would be more of a national move and some companies may not cover that. And also, are you actually going abroad or somewhere where you need somebody who's going to be able to offer you shipping advice?
Number 2. Choosing removal companies to give you quotes.
The next thing that I would do is put my thinking cap on and say to myself, who in my family's moved recently? Have any of my friends moved recently? Has anybody at the school gates moved recently? Because recommendation of a removal company is the best form to go down. If you don't know anybody that's moved, try asking your estate agent or even your solicitor that's doing the conveyancing and all the legal side for you, because they often know of local companies. And for me, the last resort would be just to go online, because I think that with it being your personal goods, to just take a punt from somebody out the Yellow Pages or the internet, and if your focus is on service rather than price, then the best way to go is through recommendation.
Number 3. Get 3 companies to get you a quote.
Typically, you're right, people go for 3 quotes.
3 is a magic number.
It's always the magic number. So what you need to do then is you need to phone those companies up and have a chat. Because what you'd like somebody to do is you want somebody to come out to your house and meet with you and do what we would call at Evans a pre-move survey. Are you comfortable in their presence? Are they taking an interest? Are they actually installing you with confidence that they know what they're doing? ask them questions like, what happens if we get late keys? What happens if something goes wrong on the day? So do you have any storage facilities if I need to come into store? Ask about their insurance cover. Ask if they have any cancellation fees if the date changes. And also, what are their payment terms? When do you pay in full? And as they walk around the house and they see elements that they may think may be challenging, are they offering you solutions? Or are they just giving you a long list of, well, we don't do this, we don't do that, and we don't do the other?
Number 4. Once you have quotes, what's next?
It's time for another cup of tea.
Decision time and tea time.
So then we sit down and we need to compare the quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every company will probably present their quotation in a slightly different way. Some quotations are what we call an all-inclusive quote, which is what we do here at Evans. So that is the price. Our price would include your insurance cover, your moving costs, your packaging materials, etc. Other companies do it slightly different, and they will just do a moving cost. They will do a cost for boxes. They'll do a cost for insurance, things like that. So you just need to make sure that when you get the quotes, that you're comparing apples for apples and pears for pears.
And number 5, you finally decided on the removal company.
You need to ring them up and tell them that. So they will more than likely say thank you very much, and they'll take a small non-refundable deposit from you. The deposit will secure the booking with the company, and it'll also allow them to send out your packing materials. They will also ask you if you have any moving dates in mind, and this is the one area that all removal companies understand we need to be flexible about. That's the norm at the moment. And if dates have changed, keep talking to them all the time. Oh, well, we've come back a bit, we've gone forward a bit.
Val, you are a font of removal knowledge, but Evans International is your baby.
It is my baby.
You offer a whole different variety of services we've talked about. If people want to ask you questions about what you've been talking about, or ask you questions about Evans, is there somewhere they can go and get a bit more information?
The first thing that you can do, because I am a people person and I like to talk to you, so the best thing to do is you ring me, Ripon, that's 01765 640 882, and I will talk through any element of your removal for you. You can also log on to our website, which is evans-it.com. But please note, our website is actually being updated at the moment. Ooh. So watch this space.
Indeed. Val, thank you so much for coming in, and we look forward to having you on the Home and Garden Show again in a month's time.
Excellent. I look forward to it.